Okay, so a few weeks ago, we talked about dating and quarantine and how you just that's increased so much for a lot of people, like this online dating stuff. We talked to your friend Chris, who has been on numerous dates.
And he's like the date train.
Yeah, he's like playing the field in a major way. And that was fascinating to me because I assumed dating would go down. But you brought up an interesting topic to me this week. And literally, since you have said it, it's like I cannot avoid articles about this. I'm getting emails about it. Like, it is everywhere. And that is hooking up with your ex during quarantine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've seen like the hookup stuff, even just like the reconnecting, you know, like
just talking in general.
Yeah. Just hearing from them out of the blue. It seems like that's really starting to happen a lot. And I think the longer we're in this, the more that we're going to start seeing that happen.
Why do you think this is on such a rise right now?
Well, look, I think the main reason probably is loneliness, you know, and, I'm no psychologist, but, you know, when we get lonely, we sort of lean into what's comfortable for us. And look, I also think too that, not every relationship necessarily ends badly. So we don't know the circumstances for a lot of these people that we're reading about. So
right.
I know that I'm still really friendly with most of my exes. So it wouldn't be, anything other than like me truly checking on someone if I checked in with them. I mean, my most recent ex lives in Nashville and he's not in a relationship, so he's technically alone right now. So, you know, we have communicated throughout this thing. So
I was just about to ask you, really? Are we sure about this?
Oh, I am 100% certain about it. And look, I mean, we've been in communication, you know, prior to quarantine too. So it's not weird at all, but,
Like, what are you guys talking about though? Like, you're just like, hey, how are you?
Surface level stuff and sharing memes, you know?
Yeah. The coronavirus memes are on point. We've made that.
Oh, so on point. So, yeah. It's like, I do think that, like, you know, when you're in a relationship with someone, they leave an indelible mark on your life. And if just because you're not going to be together forever doesn't mean that you don't have to care about them. So, I do think some of it is literally just people checking on people that they care about. Others, you know, it's probably a little bit of, I got some human desires and needs that I need to fulfill. And I would rather risk breaking my heart than dying, you know, by like hooking up with a stranger. So I think that there's probably just some.
That was so dramatic. I was like, where's he going with this? Dying? Wow.
Yeah, look, it's certainly
we're acting casual today. I don't know if you forgot, but
acting casual sex.
Yeah.
This episode. Yeah.
Well, I will say we have a bunch of mutual friends, and honestly, the amount of sex that our friends are having right now is at an all-time high.
I'm so jealous.
Well, get yourself out there, man. Come on.
I know. I should. But I also like, look, I want to, you know, be as safe as possible too. So
your point is it's safer to call an ex, like physically safer, you know, hopefully you're not going to get murdered by this person that you've already dated versus
or get infected, you know?
True.
Look, I would trust a friend to say, like, I'm healthy, or, you know, an ex to be like, I'm healthy, I haven't had any signs, I haven't been around anybody, like, over some, like, random hookup online, you know? Or even, like, if you've been texting with them for a couple of weeks, it's, you know, and that's not to say that everyone is a liar, you know? It's like, I think it just has to, it comes down to sort of your comfort level and who you're willing to trust at this point. So, and look, I'm the first one to tell you, I tend to see the best in everybody, so I mean, trust me, if I would just let go, I'd probably hook up with a stranger too. Like, what are we talking about?
Just make them wear a mask, man.
Yeah,
sex with a mask on, it's the new thing in 2020.
Oh my god, you bring a big plastic divider,
you wear a hazmat suit with an opening. That would get interesting.
Yes.
Well, it is so interesting to me because, as we mentioned, a bunch of our friends are, you know, getting frisky. And you sent me an article from Pooch.com, and they're saying, they're like, this is happening. This is everywhere. A lot of people are doing this right now. If you do it, just make sure to communicate before anything gets started, like what your expectations are. Like, what do you want from each other? Are you looking to reconnect just temporarily? Is this like just a pandemic hookup? Or is it something that you're open to for the future?
Yeah, I think, I mean, from the things that I've read, it seems like a lot of it is a very temporary fix.
Yeah.
But, you know, that said, it's, you never know what can happen when you reconnect. Shit, I've got friends whose parents got divorced and ended up back together, not because of the quarantine, but like, I'm putting that example out there because shit, anything can happen when exes reconnect, and every relationship is different and follows a different storyline and lasts a different amount of time. So it's, you know, it's hard to generalize this topic because everyone's situation is so different. But I do think that, like, you know, a lot, the cause of it in this time is boredom, truly caring about people.
Loneliness.
You know, I've also seen, and like, you know, a lot of people are going into panic mode. So they're questioning their own mortality. And it's like,
sure.
Well, shit, like, I don't want to die and not have sex before I die.
You know? Right.
Like, if I'm going out, I'm going out having fun.
Going out with a bang, you know? You see what I did there? Do you see what I did there?
Not a bang. We are here all week. We are here all week.
Only on Fridays for me, my friend.
Right. So,
yeah.
And I have no judgment towards these people. I mean, I kind of wish that I was a little bit more ballsy and like, taking the time to meet some people. But I also too, like,
I cannot get my head out of the gutter right now. Now you said ballsy and I'm like,
ballsy,
like all these jokes are going through my head.
Oh my god.
I'm 5 years old. No, I think what you did just mention a really interesting point to me, and that is that, you know, the quarantine, it kind of has, and like this whole pandemic happening, it's not anything that any of us have gone through before. So for me, I know it's been a huge perspective switch, and like the things that matter to me are a little different, honestly, than the things that mattered to me before. And, you know, my relationship, for instance, we were actually struggling a little bit right before the pandemic. And this was the best thing for us possible because we've taken the time now to really refocus on the relationship, really spend time together. And so it's been great for us. So I could see what you're saying. Like maybe there's a circumstance where you broke up, you know, right before the pandemic. And then you're like, hold up a second. This person did bring a lot of these amazing factors to my life, and maybe it was just like a timing thing, or we were too busy, we were putting too much focus on work, you know, all of those things that
or just the it puts everything into perspective, like you said. It's like, but missing someone comes from a real place, you know. It's a real emotion that, like, if you miss somebody, you have to like dig and be like, why am I feeling this? Like, where is this feeling coming from? And yeah, it's like, if you realize that you just broke up with someone because they don't do the dishes the way that you like that's a stupid fucking reason, you know?
Right, get over it.
And then you have to trust your heart when it's saying, I miss this person, so.
Well, I think that's an interesting point because the missing thing can be so many things, right? Like, are you actually missing the person or are you just lonely and you want to put a Band-Aid on that feeling?
Right, yeah.
So
go ahead. It's about self-evaluation.
That's a good way to put it.
Don't judge yourself for having those feelings. Look inside and be like, okay, where are these feelings coming from? And is it like a real place where reconnecting might actually be beneficial?
Yeah, I told you that I literally could not escape this topic since you brought it up to me. And I got this email yesterday from Amy Chan. She's actually been on the Velvet's Edge podcast before. She's the founder of this event, I guess you would call it, or this workshop called Breakup Bootcamp. She's amazing. And she really looks at working through emotions after breakups. Like, I think a lot of us, especially in our society, are just so programmed to put a Band-Aid on those feelings, just move through it. But that's what makes us keep making the same mistakes in relationships or picking the same kind of relationships. And so she really puts this focus on healing and looking within to figure out what was really happening, why this breakup happened, why this relationship didn't work, and all of that. So she sends out these monthly emails, and I got one yesterday. And of course, the topic is hooking up with an ex. And she has a kind of a different mentality because, you know, she said that the kind of what you're talking about, that you and your ex were texting about, just saying, are you okay? And you're just like, yeah, I just care about this person, I'm checking in. And she says that maybe that isn't your full intention. Like, maybe it is important to do a little self-evaluation, like you're saying, and like, why do you want the comfort of talking to this person in the moment. Are you really wanting to talk to this person? Are you really wanting to reconnect? Or are you just feeling anxious? Are you feeling lonely? Are you feeling bored? And you just don't want to work through those emotions?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good question. And I think, you know, like I said, you have to sort of like look at that emotion that you're feeling and figure out what the root of it is. Because I do think that if it is boredom, you're going to regret making that snap judgment and just sending a text and opening up a can of worms, you know? Like,
yeah.
I think you need to be certain that, or just be resolute in your decision, like, I just need to get fucking laid and this is comfortable to me, you know? So the sex was always the great part, you know?
Like, right.
That could certainly be a driver. If that was the one thing that, like, kept you together in the first place, then maybe it's not a bad place to go for a minute, you know?
Sure. And I think that's kind of what the Poosh.com article was saying, is just make sure that expectations are talked about before. Amy, though, she does get, and this is a little like nerdy science stuff, which I love, but, you know, she talks a lot about when you break up with somebody, you literally have to rewire your neural pathways in your brain, because we become kind of chemically dependent on another person when we're in a relationship to meet our needs in certain ways, to help us not to be lonely, even like physically with sex. And so when you break up, you have to rewire your neural pathways to learn how to take care of those needs yourself versus like relying on another person. And so
outside source. Yeah.
Yeah. She really recommends thinking about that before you text the ex, because you may have to go through that whole uncomfortable process of rewiring those neural pathways again, once the pandemic is over.
Right.
Which would it wouldn't really be fun. Cause also in most cases, I mean, we talked about the situations where maybe the breakup didn't need to happen and maybe you can reconnect. But in most cases, I do believe that when you break up, like, there's a reason, you know, and those reasons don't just typically go away because the world goes into a pandemic.
Right. Yeah.
So her tips just mostly, they focus on self-care, just helping yourself to alleviate those feelings, reaching out to people that you can connect with, that are safe people, you know, friends, I don't know, maybe making new relationships if that's not a total fear place for you. And she also just reminds us, like, it's not the end of the world, which I think a lot of us are feeling right now, you know, that anxiety, just like, oh my God, it's going to be, I keep having this feeling like this is going to be like this forever. Like, when am I ever going to see my friends again? When am I ever going to go to a restaurant? So maybe taking away some of that catastrophic thinking.
Right. I think that's really great advice.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, I think I could go either way. I don't really have a judgment. Obviously, on At Casual here, we don't make judgments. So we're just delivering information.
Yeah. Right.
So whatever.
You know, I want everyone to do what feels great to them and is safe, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Keep yourself safe. But like, and that, I mean, not just from the pandemic, protect your heart as well.
Exactly. You know? I think that's really great advice. If you guys do have situations where maybe, you know, you've hooked up with an ex or reconnected with an ex and either it's worked out or it's gone terribly, email us at casual@velvetsedge.com. I actually want to know how this is going for people.
Yeah, I'm super curious.
So your situation, y'all are just buddies.
Yeah, we're just friends at this point. So
boring. I really wanted some juice from you.
I know. Trust me, I wish there was juice for me to spill.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I'm like, I'm going to die alone if this continues.
Oh my God. This got dark. No,
there will be nurses. No.
I'll come see you.
Yeah.
I'll just wear my hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Okay,
great.
Okay, let's get on to our listener email for the week. This is from an anonymous person, but it's not really anonymous. I know who it is. She asked that we keep her anonymity. So we'll do that for her. But she says, I am quarantining with my boyfriend and every day I look like a giant grease ball. Should I get ready for him or just shock him with my beauty the first time we go out after the pandemic? Do you have any thoughts on this, Chip?
Well, I mean, I can't speak directly to that because I don't have a significant other that I'm quarantining with.
Right.
But my initial thought is like, I mean, some days it'll be 4 o'clock and I'm like, I haven't brushed my teeth or my hair.
Same.
And I So, and I'm doing a lot of Zoom. So my, so the only way I would relate to this is like, I think like, well, at least I can't smell my breath. Like I'm going to tame this hair. I'm going to throw a hat on.
Could you imagine if people could smell your breath virtually?
Oh my God. It would suck. It would suck. I've been like practicing better hygiene because I realized in the beginning of the like quarantine, I was just like sort of letting that stuff go. I'm like, that's gross. Like the only person who is losing in that situation is me. So, you know, be better about it. But yeah, and my poor dogs, except for their breath stinks. So I'd let, you know.
Twins.
Let me speak to that manager. But my thoughts in terms of like with your relationship, it's like, look, it's maybe it is a good opportunity to sort of like let them see the masked is the wrong word, but just like the raw version of you. But that's, I think that there's point. lines that you can cross. Also too, I think that it's like there are moments where like you want it to feel sexier, and there's moments where you're like, I just want to be a schlub and sit on the couch and read a book and have you sit next to me, and that's all I need right now.
I agree with you. I actually think it's all about balance is what I've decided for myself and my boyfriend, because it's kind of like what you said. It's awesome to be able to let your guard down, and you want to be able to do that with your partner, and especially if you're quarantining together. I mean, you're literally together all the time right now. So, you know, I mean, I'm not going to get dressed up every day. I'm definitely not going to put makeup on every day. I keep making the joke that I like wake up in sweatpants, and then I put on my workout clothes, and then I put on my nighttime sweatpants. And then it's like start that cycle over again. You know, like I never really like put on normal clothes in a day. But what we've been doing, because what it is for me is I start to feel just like, ugh, about myself. And I mean, not to say that like, oh, beauty is everything and you have to be dressed up to feel beautiful. But if you're consistently in sweatpants and pajamas and workout clothes over and over and over again, you kind of do start to feel blah. And so what we've been doing is like every now and again, we'll do a dress up date night, which is just still in our kitchen and we're still making the dinner, but we get fancy dinner, but we like dress up and I put makeup on, and it kind of makes it fun and exciting again. And you want to remember why you're attracted to these people that you're spending all your time with. And it just makes you feel a little more like playful and flirty.
Totally. Yeah. I think it's good to mix it up, but I also think it's important to, you know, in a relationship to make sure that like, that you're falling in love with like the essence of each other.
Right.
Versus like just makeup, you know, like, because that is, it's a, and nice clothes, because like those things are somewhat superficial if you really want to get to the bottom of it.
Right.
But if it makes you feel sexier, then you should absolutely do it, you know, cause it's gonna affect how you, sort of lean into the relationship at certain points.
Yeah, I think that's right.
But like, also, like, how amazing is it, the idea of like coming out of this where it's like, I'm beautiful on the inside. I don't have to like get up and like do my hair and do my makeup every day and feel confident. Like,
sure. Yeah, because there are people who do that.
I think there's lessons in that too. Yeah, I think there's lessons. There's going to be some lessons in that that come out of this. So. So I don't know how to answer it for this anonymous friend. I would
She's
say
listening, that, laughing right now.
I would say, if that's what it means for you to feel sexy, then do it. If, you can feel sexy without like being all dolled up, then that's cool too.
Right. Again, like I said earlier, I think it's about balance, and I think you make a great point. It's about doing it for yourself, not necessarily like, let me dress up for my boyfriend. It's like what it makes you feel like. And if it makes you feel better, sexier, more alive, like some days I'm just literally like so sluggish because I'm in my fucking house all day. So I think that it's about how it makes you feel. And if that makes you feel good, then do it, girl. Do it.
I love it.
You guys keep the emails coming to @casual@velvetsedge.com, or you can slide into my DMs on Instagram @velvetsedge. Chip, do you have any closing thoughts for us on hooking up with friends? I mean, exes, friends. Wow. That's a whole nother topic.
Just, you know what? Like there are no rules anymore. Hook up with whoever you want to hook up with.
Yeah, okay. Hook up with whoever you want to hook up with via chip. And you guys just always remember to
act casual.
Bye.
Bye.